All right. Well, November hops to home.
Awesome.
Unbelievable. One to go for this year.
2021.
2021. We thought 2020 was terrible.
2021 wasn't much better. Was it?
No.
It's getting better. You can see the light at the end of the tunnel. Or
apparently.
Maybe.
Maybe. Maybe. Anyway.
But we said that last year too.
We did indeed.
Hey, this is weird because the last episode was hops to home. Yeah. I think it's the first ever two in a row.
Yep.
Because poor old October was held up by Aussie Post.
Yep. They've struggled a little bit throughout this whole hoo-ha.
Anyway, we got this one. Not too bad.
No, not... just during the week, I reckon. Last week or whatever. But anyway, another five ripping beers from these guys. We got Frenchie's Pale Ale, Boat Rocker Conehead IPA, Aether Brewing Hop Skip and Jump IPA, Local Brewing Stratum West Coast IPA, and Bod Riggy's
Razzle Dazzle
Blood Orange Mandarin and Hibiscus IPA.
Crikey.
There's a mouthful there, that is for sure. But, geez, I can't believe we're nearly at the end of 2021. Really.
I know, it's gone quick, but it's kind of dragged on a bit too.
Yeah, no doubt it's dragged on for many more than just us.
Yeah,
that's for sure.
Exactly. Oh yeah, we haven't really been. Yeah. Can't complain. But we're back in the same shed last year.
We were.
But we're in your shed this time.
Correct.
Which we're in my shed last week.
Yeah.
Last whatever. Just been here for ages.
I know.
We had to get the clamp out and put the broom up to hold the microphones again.
Yeah, I had to sweep the shed.
Clear the bench.
That's right. Exactly. So, anyway, we're back. That's all there is to it. Can I grab one of your glasses?
Oh, yes,
there,
you can.
Chief.
Yes. Yep. That's a part. Beautiful.
No worries. So, the old Frenchie's Pale.
New brewery.
Yeah.
Number one.
So, these guys are in Sydney.
Roseberry.
Yeah. Which.
Have we done other ones from Roseberry?
No.
No? Okay. Oh, righto.
It's coming to me.
Righto.
Near Des Moines.
See, I should have looked at the map.
Yeah.
We got the map.
Yeah.
And should have just looked at it, but I didn't. But anyway, ring a bell. Why does Roseberry ring a bell then?
No, I'm going to say.
Well, it's near Sydney Airport. We've done other ones that are near Sydney Airport.
Well, Botany. Well, maybe we have.
Doesn't matter.
Doesn't really matter. Correct. Roselle was a couple of
years. Roselle.
Yes, that's
okay.
It.
Not so,
because my sister lived in Roselle for a little bit. That's why.
Gotcha.
But Frenchie's, like you say, just near the airport and a stone's throw, I reckon, from One Drop, which I'll just put that out there because that could be a future episode.
Coming up.
that could be a spoiler, is it?
No, it's a bit of sizzle.
Sizzle. Yeah.
For an upcoming episode.
All right. that's poured absolutely golden in colour. Like, that's almost honey, like light honey flavour, flavour colour.
Light honey? Yeah, okay. Yeah, righto.
Yeah.
And crystal clear.
Isn't it?
Yeah.
And nice golden head as you sort of swizzle it around a little bit. Swizzle, not sizzle.
And a great aroma too.
Yeah, for sure. Jeez. What do we got? Are you busy? Yeah.
Got heaps of stuff. We got hops. I think we got a hops home card here. I think this one got out a bit quick for them and they didn't get to the printers in time. So you might not have the card. You got an email instead.
That's it.
Hops. French experimental hops.
Right.
Oh, and malt. Okay. Ale, caramel and crystal.
Excellent. So it's saying here, Comet is an old and wild American hop that was used in lagers for its bold bittering properties, but commercial production stopped in the 80s because of its flavours judged too intense. How's that? It's now making a comeback to this big US pale ale, showcasing its complexity. Ruby grapefruit, citrus, earthy and spicy flavours are what you should expect with a light copper-coloured pale ale.
Copper. It's a little bit lighter than a copper, I reckon.
Yep. Simple malt bill focuses on robust caramel malt backbone to support the balance of intensity of the hops. Comet hop shows outstanding citrus flavours backed by complex wild notes, spice of earthiness. With touch of centennial, the Comet shines brightly in this twilight-coloured Pale Ale, 5.4 ABV.
Five even on the can.
It's on the can.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Which you don't actually see very often. There's no decimal point either. It's just five.
Wow.
And it says this pale ale is dry hopped with the freshest French hops. So that hops you were mentioning before, is that French?
Well, I'm saying wild American hop.
Oh.
Interesting. All right. Anyway.
From the Alsace region. Alsace.
Can't help you. Which to France, but...
No, yeah, me too, and I've never heard of that.
No.
Which displays an array of colourful flavours and aromas of citrus and spring flowers.
Well, there you go.
All right.
That's quite nice. It's
really nice, and I've never...
Oh, jeez, you're damn crikey.
That is beautiful.
Yeah, that's...
And the can, I didn't look at their other beers... But it's a great looking can, and it's printed on the can. It looks like a label, but it's not.
Oh, yeah, it is.
It looks like an aluminium can with a wraparound label, but it's not. It's printed on there.
Huh.
But it's got a zigzag.
Sure.
Like cut around the top. Yeah.
Almost sort of thing.
And I don't know if their other beers have that dog on there. If he's, what is he, a pug?
Yeah.
I don't know if he's, come on, you're a dog owner now. You'd be an expert.
Yeah, sure. Whatever you reckon. But it looks like this joint sort of Frenchie's Bistro and Brewery.
Yeah, they're all about the food and they think evidence is on that, like, something like that on the can. We've got at Frenchie's Bistro and Brewery, we celebrate the bistronomy culture.
Oh, hello.
Bistronomy culture on the plate and in the glass.
Nice.
100% independent, and we brew all our beers in our Rosebery venue.
Excellent. Because tell you, the tucker that's on the
on
the old website is my mouth is watering, not only from tasting this beer, but that's
and
not bad.
On their website, it also says all of Frenchie's beers are specially designed to enjoy with our food.
Ah.
And head brewer and co-founder Vince develops award-winning brews that go beyond the limits of traditional beer categories and styles.
What? Okay.
There you go. Found in 2017 by two Frenchmen in Sydney.
Yeah, right.
And there's two names on the can. At the end of those little quotes, there is Vincent and Thomas.
Well, so there you go.
I guess that's your French guys.
You'd reckon.
With a focus on French styles, their core range is composed of a French Pilsner and a Pale Ale and two... lots of French words. Maltit Bier de Gardes. I don't know.
Yeah.
No. Check out the website.
Yeah, we're clearly not French. Did French in Year 7 and 8, but that was a long time
ago. So did
I. Yeah, right.
There you go.
Huh.
Yeah. And then I went to France and I had no idea.
Un baguette.
I even got on the wrong train. Because their trains are like north or south there. It's nord or whatever south is. Got on the wrong one. I took a punt and got on the wrong one. We missed the opening of Disneyland. But anyway, got in trouble for that one.
I'll bet.
Crikey. Anyway.
Jeez, moving right along. Don't want to relive that experience.
Righto.
What a ripper. That was a good opening.
Right on, Frenchies, yes.
Absolutely.
And we'll be back.
Too right, we will. So let's rip into Boat Rockers, Conehead IPA. Now, we've got a few heavy hitters towards the end of the straight from, 5 to 6.2%. And heaps of flavour, no doubt.
The order was a little bit, not controversial, but it was hard to pick. So we went a little bit ABV and a little bit flavour and anyway, whatever, this is the order.
Yeah, we'll let you know whether we got it right or not. Everyone's probably already drunk beers by now.
Yeah, that's right.
They're like, what was that one? Oh, yeah, that's right. But, geez, that's got to be Stanley's.
Yeah, sure, taking a step back in the colour. And look at the head.
Yeah. Pure white.
Yeah.
Hanging about. Another great aroma of that. So Boat Rocker in Dingley, Brayside Way.
It is Brayside.
So just near where we used to...
Right near.
Work.
They're right near, actually, where... I don't know, if you ever jumped in the car and went to the sandwich shop down around there, they're right near that.
Oh, yeah.
In Woodlands sort of area,
I know where you're talking.
Yep.
Sure, yes, I did go down there.
So... We would have driven it past it hundreds of times, but they weren't there then.
Yeah, this is no good. As we've said before, that if these places were around when we were knocking around that neck of the woods, we would have no work done.
That's right.
Well, we would have been way ahead of the curve. The podcast would have come out 20 years ago. How many years ago?
Yeah, it would have been. Yeah, 20 something.
Oh, yeah. Jeez.
Yeah, 98, I reckon it was. Yep.
Crikey.
Yeah.
Yep. It'd
be a different world. Probably wouldn't be married. Probably all. Anyway. We've done three other boat rockers before. Which I was surprised about. I wouldn't have said that. Wouldn't have guessed that.
Mm.
But we did the Pale Ale in episode 6. Then we did the Miss Pinky Raspberry Berliner Weisse.
Yes, I remember that one.
And start of this year, we did the Life is Peachy.
Okay, yep.
I don't remember that.
Yeah, I remember that one. Yeah, yeah.
Oh, sure. The peaches look like something else.
Yes. They might have. But the old Conehead IPA, is all for the hop lovers out there, the love of IPAs, dank and bitter, resinous and gripping, aromatic and punchy.
We love our dank.
We do. We'd like to think there's a little Conehead in all of us. Wasn't there a movie?
There was.
Yeah.
And I looked it up. I never saw it. Did you see it?
I don't reckon I did.
Yep.
Can't have been much. Job.
1993 that came out.
Yeah, right.
Talked about a long time ago. Yeah, it was Dan Aykroyd. And
right.
I never saw it.
Okay.
But,
yeah. Reviews?
It was all right, but it went straight to video in a whole bunch of countries. So can't be that good. Maybe it went straight to video here. That's why we didn't know about it.
Yeah, but no real reference on the by the label.
That's what I was wondering. I'm looking for it, but I don't think so. I'd like to know. Well, I guess it's the cone. It's the hop.
Cone. Sure.
And that's fair the picture. Enough. Yeah. Like it's a picture of a cone with an eye.
Fair enough. Yeah. Yep. Now you're all over it.
But yeah, well, what does it say? Conehead IPA is for all the hop lovers out there that love their IPAs. Oh, you read that? Exactly the same as what's on the card.
Beautiful. Perfect. But, jeez, that is tasty, isn't it?
It's grouse, isn't it? I'm spewing because I think we said that you were keeping the extras this time.
Yeah, that one's mine. Yeah. But it'd be nice to know what's in that, because, jeez, that's...
I don't think this was on the website, am I?
No, I'm just...
Oh, hang on, there it is.
We are wrong
big time.
What have we got here? No.
Same stuff.
Yeah.
Same as what's on the
can. Same as what we've already read out. So no secrets given away there whatsoever.
That label looks like... It almost looks like an old-fashioned... Not in a bad way. Style is like... I don't know, the like 50s sort of diner type thing. Or
it does. Looks quite classy.
Yeah,
quite classy.
And I reckon if you cover that in dust and you put it at the back of the shelf on the shed, and then you go, oh, look at this from a while ago. But
yeah,
it's not.
Sure. No. Yeah, okay. That makes sense. But,
That is grass.
Yeah, well, no, we should... it's not far from here.
It's really not.
It's too many. Too many to get to. Enough hours in the day.
Yeah, I know.
Or days in the week.
That is nice.
Yeah, that is.
So they said dank?
They did say dank. I don't know.
No, I'm not getting the dank, but I'm loving it.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
I reckon I'd almost describe the beer we had before this, like the homebrew.
Yeah, sure. Yes, that's what I think of dank. Yes, yeah. Definitely.
So, interesting. That's nice.
Beautiful. And we're a white can with a gold top and a wraparound label.
Looks pretty special.
It does, doesn't it?
I think it'd stand out.
Yeah, it definitely looks classy. All right.
Awesome. Righto.
Ether.
Well, what's the A?
I don't know, but I looked it up. Oh. The translation, Google Translate.
Sure, of course.
Ether.
Yeah, we can rely on that.
Apparently. So, and... We've got to ring the bell because this is brewery number 150.
Steady on.
Yep.
No way.
Look at that.
Ding, ding.
Yeah. 150 breweries. I remember we did 100 breweries ages ago.
So totally
it's taken us ages to get that extra 50.
Wow.
So we smashed out the first 100 and then it took another couple of years to get the 50.
Wow.
Yeah. Well, that's what the spreadsheet says anyway.
The spreadsheet doesn't lie.
It's only as good as the stuff we put in. So.
But Ether, sorry, gosh, why is the A silent?
I hope I got it right.
Oh, we'll roll with that anyway. But no doubt we'll get lots of hate mail when it's
lots of corrections,
like we often do. In Brizzy, just yes. near the airport there as well. There's a bit of an airport thing going on.
Northgate.
Northgate. Yeah, I reckon I've driven not far past these guys when I've hopped into Brizzy and heading up to Narangba, which is or Redcliffe, sort of up on the northern side of Brizzy.
Yeah, you would have zipped right past them.
I reckon. So why haven't I hopped in there before?
So what have we got? Hop, Skip and Jump IPA.
Yep. And it is, that's almost similar colour to before, I reckon. That's sort of that.
Similar to the first one?
Yeah.
The French.
Oh, the first one. Yeah, sorry. Yeah. Bit more sort of honey, light honey in colour, heads hanging around. The aroma, it smells malty.
It does.
Yeah, I get the maltiness out of that. Definitely.
It's a great looking beer. It's not super clear. It's just on the hazy side, but Hop, Skip and Jump is their West Coast style IPA, delivering pine and resin backed by citrus and stone fruit with a medium lingering bitterness. Big but balanced and approachable.
Yeah, right. West. West Coast IPA, it's saying on the...
Well, that's what it says.
Oh, that's what you said. Sure. No worries.
Yep. Just here it says that, but...
Sure. Yeah. 6.4. Did you say that?
No, I didn't. Yeah. 6.4.
I did.
Correct.
Sure.
There's graphs. We got a whole bunch of graphs on the side. We got hops. This is out of 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Okay. We got 6 out of 10 hops.
Yeah, okay.
I don't know what that means, though.
Sure.
Malt, 4 out of 10.
Right.
Yeast, 2 out of 10. Bitterness, 4 out of 10.
Okay.
All right.
Well, I reckon I get some malty... Getting some malty flavour. That's a really nice... I reckon that's almost the old school type
IPA
where it was really... To me, it was really about the bitterness back in those days. But I guess from here, they're not necessarily saying that. But that's...
It's nice, isn't it? Aether Brewing is wholly owned by Aussies Dave and Annie Ward.
Sure.
An amazing couple who are a pleasure to work with. We got an email from Rich.
Mm-hmm.
And I actually gave him a call. Had a quick chat to him as well. Awesome bloke to have a chat to. They make everyone in this business feel like family, loved, important and empowered to help guide the direction of the business. So Aether is also known as Quintessence.
Yes, I'd never heard of that word before.
I don't reckon I had either. He's considered the fifth element.
Right.
Like the movie.
I don't think I watched that.
Oh, are you kidding?
No.
That's a good movie.
Is it?
Yeah.
Yep. Yeah, better than Goaded.
I don't know. Who's in Goaded? Could be good. But the fifth element that binds the universe, and they said, for us, that's beer.
Sure. Fair enough.
So they're obsessed with creativity and doing things differently. So let's talk about the label, because have you ever had an Aether beer before?
No.
Ah. Well,
have you?
Yes.
Really?
And you'll remember this when I explain it.
Oh, okay.
Long time ago,
yeah.
I was in Cairns in Queensland.
Sure.
And I bought a ginger beer.
Right.
And I put it in the freezer because it was from the bottle shop.
Ah.
And I chucked it in the freezer.
I recall that.
I put a post on Instagram. Yeah. And I accidentally let it set solid. 100% solid. So yep. I stuck it out on the balcony, and in Cairns in Queensland, the humidity is through the roof.
Yep.
And when I went to check it, it had full icicles all around it. So they're ginger beard. They call it the ginger beard.
Right.
Ginger beer.
Okay.
So because it's got on the same artist.
Yep.
A fisherman looking fella with a big beard.
Sure.
And I remember loving that.
Huh.
But these are hard to get in Melbourne.
Right. Aether.
And when I was chatting to Rich, he said, yeah, they're trying to get in down here.
Yeah, okay.
They're in a few bottles, but
sure,
they're not everywhere, which is why we haven't really come across them yet.
No, fair enough. That's,
So the labels, I just want to give a shout out. Have I got it here? But yeah, I do. They're all done by a guy called Stephen Falco, and it even says, I just noticed on the can here, they're all, his name's on there.
Sure.
He's a street artist that...
Oh, right.
He's mates with them, and he's got awesome artwork. But give him another shout out. They actually came third, not for this beer, but for their Mexican lager, the El Hefe, I guess it's, or Jeffy, or Hefe, or however you say it. Third in the Cairns design.
Oh, you're right. The Gabs thing.
Yeah, the Gabs one, yeah.
Sure.
And it's worth looking at Stephen Falco's Instagram, because he's got the full version of these. So this is like a dinosaur skeleton thing.
Yep, yep.
He's got the full picture of this, and the L Hefe or whatever. And they're just awesome bits pieces of art. And he's also got photos of, he's run around Brisbane, obviously, and taken photos of all the billboards that these guys have got up.
Right.
With their half a dozen beers on it. It's just so good.
Huh.
They look like a set. When you see all their beers, they really do look like a set.
That's awesome.
Yeah. So good.
Well, it's, geez, it's, that's, that's pretty nice. And again, I'm going to just say it's back on that, that old school type IPA. That's for me. And, which was probably one of the styles that almost got me into into craft beer or whatever you want to call it these days. But
it hasn't got that real like punch of like some IPAs are like, oh, geez. Almost a bit sort of spirity. Like hasn't got that. This is really smashable.
Definitely.
What did we say?
6.4
Okay.
So you'd have to.
Don't want to go too hard.
No. For sure.
So did you read the numbers and the malt and the, all that jazz? Or do you want me to do that?
You've got it right there.
IBU. Have a guess. Don't look. What the hell? Come on. You just saw it, didn't you?
Yeah. That makes sense, though.
70?
Yep.
Malt. Pale malt. Munich. Carapils and caramel.
Nice.
Hops. Galaxy. Citra. Simcoe. Columbus.
Perfect.
Vegan friendly and all natural. That's vegan is... unusual, isn't it? Like, you've got to go out of your way to not filter it a particular way or something, don't you?
It's the finnings or the findings that to help settle out all the stuff. But I think if you put it through a centrifuge or something, there'd be other ways to say that it's not.
Yep.
I reckon someone at one point really gave us some detailed explanation, but I can't remember exactly what that's about. But... that's, I really like that one.
Yeah, I love that one too. Yep. Jeez, we're doing well here.
Too right, we are.
Yep.
But, no, head into their, what do you call it, website. Hopefully they deliver all the way down here.
Oh, I didn't ask about that actually. Yeah, I reckon that.
Surely.
Yeah.
Surely.
If Aussie Post can actually make it on the push bike or whatever they do, seem to struggle a bit. They struggle getting from around the corner to our house.
They do indeed, definitely. But, no, that's a ripper, that one.
That is awesome. And the can, is it label? Not a wrapper and label, is it?
No, that's printed. Fully printed.
Awesome.
I reckon that is stand out too. You know, we've got, I guess, the Frenchies is pink with the white. The boat rocker, basically pale blue, and then this one being green and white with the. That's interesting. That sort of looked a little. It's almost taking on the colour of my bench. The,
It's so reflective.
Yeah, the reflective nature of the of the skeleton there.
So do you reckon they printed it see through? Although they just haven't printed in those bits.
No, you'd reckon.
Yeah, right.
Jeez, I'd like to. Delve into that.
Yeah, you want to peel it off, I can tell. Get the knife out.
Yeah, stick it on the fridge.
I don't think that one's going to peel off.
No, I reckon.
You can be there for a while.
But of course, canned fresh in...
They've all been sort of mid-October. Just had a look, yeah.
Yep. Which is gross. Of course, nothing but freshness from hops to home.
Yeah, they don't muck around.
Definitely not.
Rightio.
Local. Local brewing. Now, I've done a few of these.
Cool. Yeah.
I reckon. Well.
I'm just trying to find my notes. I don't know if I've got any notes about this. Oh, jeez. Hang on a minute. I've failed.
Come on.
I've got so many pages here. Oh,
you've got a bit of paperwork, dude.
It's on here somewhere. Righty-o. Here we go. Yes, I do. Four. Hey.
Boom.
Well, this is number four.
But local are in Clifton Hill. In Victoria?
That's
who. So,
they used to be called a local beer.
A local beer, yeah.
Wasn't it?
Yeah. So that's a bit of a name change.
Yeah.
But it was interesting when I was looking at the map earlier, and local brewing and their last beer, Bodriggy, they're a stone's throw from each other.
Oh, really?
Really, when you look at the map. So for those that know Melbourne, you would be, well, if you got off Clifton Hill train station and you'd, well, even the Eastern Freeway, if you know where the Eastern Freeway and Alexandra Parade.
Ah, right.
There's a big...
there's a pub there. Oh, carry on.
On the other side of the road, maybe, the Fox Hotel. Is that maybe that's what you're talking about? Maybe. But
sorry.
At the moment, there's a big tent, like...
Oh, yeah.
And I reckon that's on that, in that block there,
yes,
roughly.
Yes, gotcha.
And Fitzroy Swimming Pool, used to swim at Fitzroy Swimming
Pool. So they near the big Rapunzel Tower?
Oh, not far. That's almost right near
The big smokestack or whatever it is, yeah.
Yeah, I reckon it was a brickworks or something, I reckon.
Yeah, I'm not sure.
Many moons ago.
They should open that. They should make that a tourist attraction.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, I'd climb it. I love climbing that stuff when I go, when I go traveling. Every time we go past some of that, my wife's like, you're going to climb that? You're going to go and pay me $2 and run upstairs and take a photo.
Sure. That's been there for a long time, that's for sure, that one.
It's full of graffiti and barbed wire fence, I think. Anyway.
But, so if you're heading from the city out east, you drive almost right past these guys.
And awesome.
For some reason, I didn't think they were there. I
had me a neither. Feeling
that, so maybe they've shifted. I'm not
Did
sure.
they not have a location before? Well, were they Gypsy Beer on before? Not sure.
I'm not sure, but... They will have a tap room opening up soon from our emails that we've got.
There. Oh, we've got a big email, don't we?
We do.
Do we?
Do
we?
Yeah, we do. Just looking into this. Just hold on for a moment.
Talk amongst yourselves.
Yes, definitely. Play some elevator music. But due to launch our new tap room in February 2022, based in Clifton Hill, near the inner suburbs of Melbourne.
Awesome.
So... Again, easily get it. Even if you jump on a tram up, is that Smith Street or Brunswick Street or something like that?
Oh, yeah, one of them.
Yeah,
one of them. The north-south roads.
Yeah, that's it. Nord.
Nord Sud.
So the beer itself is an experimental hop in strata with a strong yet smooth floral citrus aroma and flavour. Specific aromas, descriptors include grapefruit, citrus, peach, melon, lime, gooseberry, passion fruit, and lychee, and a smooth bitterness when added to the boil. You got any of that?
No.
There's a fair bit going on there.
Isn't it?
Sounds a bit mixed up to me. Everything we do is to give back to the community. For every pack or pint, we give a meal to someone in need through Second Bite.
Awesome. Hey, just notice this.
Oh.
We're a
collaboration.
Collaboration with Hops the Home.
Let me jump to the virtual card.
Really small Hops the Home logo
the
on the back.
New collaboration, early release, exclusive to Hops the Home members. Stratum West Coast IPA.
This can was designed by someone that doesn't need glasses. Because without my new awesome glasses, I can't read it.
It's... That purple or magenta.
It might be magenta, actually. Magenta on black.
Is a difficult.
Yeah. With color. My glasses, looks unreal. But without them, I actually can't read what the beer is. Sure. but that's my eyes.
So I'll just read from the card here. We've teamed up with local brewing, a first collab together with these guys. Our members will be the first in Australia to enjoy the beer exclusively before it's further released to the public.
Cool.
Stratum, noun. Layers within a structure.
Okay.
Ooh, and that's probably the...
The label.
Yeah, nice.
So many lines. I love that.
Jeez, that's...
That is fun to look at.
I'm going to say that's almost geology related. My wife will be a bit excited about that, I reckon.
Oh, yeah. Like the word stratum, you reckon?
Yeah.
Right.
I reckon. Anyway, well, I could get shot down a little later.
We'll find out.
We'll see. Just pull that out. Yeah. Just go, what do you reckon? It's like the earth.
You're a geologist?
Passion fruit, sweetness, and berry tartness accompany dank characteristics in every sip. Layered with a multi backbone, stratum makes one hell of a collab with Hops to Home.
Awesome.
Look out.
That's all in the can. That's grouse.
Yeah, and that's quite nice. Did we talk about colour yet?
No, I don't think we talked about the beer, have we?
I'm going to say Golden. I reckon Golden we've almost got three almost very similar, haven't we?
Looking, three similar looking beers. Yeah.
Correct. And
oh, so tasty. That is grouse.
That's not bad.
Not I've got in my notes. Now, this might be totally wrong, but it says currently contract brewing at Burnley Brewing.
Oh.
What do you reckon?
Well, don't know.
Geez, I hope I'm right. Cut that bit out if it's wrong, but...
I had a feeling I read somewhere that they've either got or getting their own kit, but...
which is the... in where they're, you know, near the Rapunzel Tower.
Yeah, yeah, which it makes sense, because it's quite industrial or...
oh, yeah.
Around that neck of the woods.
Yeah, definitely. Launched in February 2019 with a socially conscious aim to help support Second Bite. We talked about them a few times before. For every six-pack and pint sold, local brewing.
Read that.
Did you?
Yep. Anyway, good to just reinforce.
That's good.
Now, we've talked before that...
I just don't.
Well, neither of us listen to each
other. I'm busy working out.
Like an old married couple, really.
You don't listen to me anymore. Did you say 40,000 meals so far? You said that?
No, I didn't go that far. You've got stats.
Yeah, 40,000 meals so far have been provided. Now, I just want to give a shout out too. My local IGA has heaps of local beers.
Really?
Yeah.
Huh.
So Heathmont IGA, let's give them a shout out.
Sure. Okay, the ones that got broken into, not so.
Yes, they did. They're on the news. By the guys that dressed up as tradies and cut through with an angle grinder.
3 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Make it look nothing, like you're meant to be there and no one stops you. Poor butters. So yeah, give him a shout out. He actually has a...
Yeah, right. He
gives it a good crack, actually, with the craft stuff, yeah.
Well, there you go.
Yeah.
Nice work. Huh.
There you
go. That's really nice.
Yep.
I know, not much to bang on about there, but... Nice. We said...
numbers? What are you looking for? Percent?
Percent.
Oh, you're not going to be able to read that, yeah.
Yeah, no, it's... Nah. I've got no hope.
6.4. Love these glasses.
It's really interesting how... colours just
mess you up.
Yeah.
Or not. Yeah. Or make it easy. Yeah, yeah. Exactly. And everyone's different too. Mm. Yeah.
Because I really like the magenta against black.
It stands out. On the shelf, man, that would jump out at you.
Absolutely. But I think you just got to be a little careful around the fine detail.
That's awesome.
Just a little feedback there. That's all. We're good for that. But, wow.
Yep, that's very, very tasty. All right.
Lucky last.
Yeah.
Jeez, I feel like we smashed through this one again.
Nah, we always say that. Yeah. We're going okay, I reckon.
Sure.
Yeah.
All right. Bod, Riggy, Razzle, Dazzle. Right. Now, if you're going to get something crazy.
There was a bit of debate whether to put this at the start or the end or... Well, we don't know because...
Crikey.
Ooh, here we go. Because we are Razzle Dazzle Blood Orange Mandarin and Hibiscus IPA.
I reckon you need more than what you think you need. That one.
Now, Bodriggy, we've done a few Bodriggies before and they do like to do something a bit different.
Bit different is...
So, we've done 10 Bodriggies before. Really? Believe that? Yeah, wow. That's getting up there, isn't it?
Crikey.
Remember the first one we ever did?
Hang on.
Looking at the poster. Cucumber Sour.
Oh, that was...
Yep. I reckon that's one of my favourites, but not my favourite beer.
Right.
But my most memorable of... It tastes like cucumber.
Yeah. And I can't stand cucumber.
Oh, I love it.
So
I actually had a cucumber sandwich yesterday. I was home on my own. I had a day off work.
Yep.
Wife went in the office first time ever.
Boom.
Daughter was at school.
Yeah.
I could have anything. Like, get this.
Yeah.
I could have anything I wanted. I could go to Macca's. I could go whatever.
Yeah.
I just wanted a cucumber sandwich. I had a cucumber sandwich. Grouse. I had the best of sitting on the couch. Oh, it's unreal. Anyway.
Jeez.
Yep.
Look out. Nah, it's one of those.
I'll make you a cucumber sandwich.
No, don't. You'll be wasting your cucumber and your bread to go in with it because it has that it's that flavour.
I'm hearing you. Cucumber on its own, no good. And you got to be careful. You can't double it up or anything. It's got to be...
Yeah, no.
You've got to make it right. It's
got to be a million miles away
Got to be in the bin.
Correct. Leave it in the ground. Well, does it go on the ground or above the...
I don't know. I've never picked a cucumber.
You need a veggie garden.
Well, actually, I went to the fridge in the morning and I was like, oh, we got a cucumber. And I grabbed one out of the fridge and my daughter goes, Dad, that's a zucchini. I'm like, how can you tell? Anyway, she knows. Well, whatever. Well, okay, cool. I'll go buy a cucumber. Went to the supermarket to buy a cucumber. I had to buy some other stuff just so I didn't look weird.
Oh, really?
Anyway, let's talk about this beer.
Let's. So, another collaboration with Hops to Home.
Cool.
The Razzle Dazzle Hazy IPA is the descriptor on the card. We've again teamed up with Budriggy for our latest collab. Our members will be the first in Australia to enjoy this beer exclusively before it's further released to the public. Blood Orange and Mandarin steal the show in this big citrus-forward hazy IPA. Liberal hop additions of Citra, Lotus and Cryo Pop.
It says pop on the can too, right. Cryo Pop.
Deliver huge citrus aromatics and pithy orange bitterness, complemented by subtle earthy character from a late dose of hibiscus.
So hibiscus is a flower.
Yeah. Mm. They're the ones that, depending on your pH of your soil.
Huh.
Yeah.
What, will grow or not?
Or, no, different colour.
No.
Flowers. Yeah.
Whoa.
Well, sure. Because I think they can be either pink or blue.
Is that right?
I think.
That's cool.
Yeah, well, pulled that. Could be a big green thumb that doesn't know what a cucumber looks like.
Can't tell the difference between a cucumber and a zucchini. Do you reckon they use that on the, you know, when you test your pool on the sticks? You know, you test the pH on the stick. Is there a bit of hibiscus on there?
Maybe. You could just stick a hibiscus in your pool.
Is it pink or blue?
I'm pretty sure it would have been on Better Homes and Gardens. I would have heard something like that, surely.
6.6%. Have you said that already? I don't think you have. All right.
No, I haven't.
That's cool.
But, geez, that's...
It's not as crazy as I thought.
No.
I was very, very scared.
Yeah, I was a bit concerned.
Because, well, we also got an email from Peter.
Aha.
This beer is absolutely packed full of juicy citrus notes from start to finish. Nearly every single ingredient we chucked into this fella is aimed to accentuate the character in some way. Starting with the malt, we decided to keep the profile quite simple to allow, cop this, our 400 litres of juice, so 200 litres of blood orange, 200 litres of mandarin.
Jeez.
Both from Market Juice. Does it say?
Market Juice.
Well, I guess that's a company, is it? Maybe it's on the...
Okay.
Anyway, Market Juice. Room to shine. But added just enough protein in the form of rolled wheat, oats, and chit malt, like C-H-I-T. Yeah.
Yep.
To give a stable haze and a sweet mouth-coating finish. Did we talk about the colour? Oh, look at that.
It is...
We haven't actually talked about it.
It is hazy as...
It's almost milky, isn't it?
Yeah, and... That's when I poured it. It's sort of got that, I'm going to say a purplish hue around it. That
actually kind of does.
You know?
Yeah, I guess so.
Sort of. That's where or the hibiscus hue, perhaps, because it could be purple or pink. Or
depending on the meter.
I'll get it for you. Well, but I haven't got any hibiscus here to verify that statement. But Bod Riggy are in Abbotsford. So, just next to Victoria Park train station, because
we've talked for minutes around that before.
We have.
But we've got it on the screen here.
Indeed. It's right next to Victoria Park, Collingwood home ground. Well, used to be the home ground anyway, years ago.
Not now?
No.
I have no idea.
Whatever. Anyway, they don't play there, that's for sure. I'm not quite sure who plays there. But just off Hoddle Street.
Awesome. When I hear Razzle Dazzle, you gotta look this up one day. You don't have to look it up now, but have you heard of the Razzle Dazzle camouflage?
No.
So it's worth Googling if you're listening. in World War One, before radar was invented, they would paint boats. I could Google it while we're talking. Just type in Razzle Dazzle camouflage and I'll keep talking.
Right.
So they painted boats with this weird geometric shapes, so that looking through the periscope, you couldn't figure out which way they're going and where their front was and where the back was and which direction they were going and whether they're going away from you or towards you. So it messes with your perspective.
Sure.
So you couldn't fire a torpedo, because a torpedo, you've got to work out where they're going and calculate, okay, they're going this fast, I'm going to do it at their nose and a little bit further ahead.
Sure.
So you couldn't hit them.
Huh.
And then radar came along and stuffed all that up. But it looks pretty cool, doesn't it?
It does look pretty cool.
And imagine looking at that through the periscope going, what is that?
Maybe that's why Victoria Park is black and white.
Black and white, could be.
Stripes as you drive past.
But I love that.
That's quite interesting.
Yeah, isn't it? And sure. Didn't last long because boats weren't around long enough, and then radar came and stuffed it all up.
Huh. That makes sense.
And imagine the first bloke who took all the time to paint his boat like that.
Yeah.
And then the other fellow had a radar and he got hit anyway. He's like, but I had the razzle dazzle. How did he know?
That's not fair.
Hey, we've done 10?
I said that. I think you said 10, yeah.
But the last one was in May.
That was a while ago.
Yeah.
Hops to Home or?
Hops to Home. The Gongim Red. The Gongim Red IPA.
Oh, yeah, right.
But that's a while ago.
It is a while ago.
Doesn't feel like it, though. Yeah, it's gone quick, like you said.
2021 is just about done and dusted, I reckon.
It isn't it?
But that's not bad.
Oh, that is good. We will definitely be finishing that. It's not. I thought it was going to be a soury, fruity thing, but...
Because that... It's
actually good.
So we haven't talked about, I guess, what hops or malt are in it, because there's one called Mandarin of Bavaria, which is... Although you said it had mandarin in it, didn't you?
Yeah, it's got blood orange juice and mandarin juice.
Yeah, right. Because there's a hop, Mandarin of Bavaria, that could impart, I would imagine, mandarin flavours, but...
Here we go. This is in the email from Pete as well. The hops in this beer scream citrus in every possible way, and it's also where we decided to try out some new products. You haven't read any of this, have you? First off is Lotus. You have? All right, I'll keep going. This hop was massively popular back in 2019, but for some reason it kind of died off. This year's crop is an absolute beauty, and tasting notes of orange, berry, and tropical fruits that can be found in both the aroma and tucked behind the juice. At the end of the palate, it's getting a bit complicated, isn't it?
A little bit. Yeah, does it taste good or not?
The second hop variety that is new and notable is Yakima's Cryopop. There you go.
Yeah, okay.
This is a highly concentrated blend of hops intended to maximise aroma and minimise beer loss due to dry hopping.
Oh. Right.
While it's relatively difficult to distinguish what exactly the different hops in the blend might be, there is no doubt of its effect of boosting that beautiful tropical citrus character throughout the entire beer.
That's funny. Maybe that's creative. I'm just thinking about pelletizing hops, and you're putting it through a pellet mill, which
like you're mashing it up and.
Well, you're bringing all. How do I say that? I wonder if it is basically taking whatever's. When you're switching between one hop to the next hop to the next hop through the pellet mill, you may do it in a planned manner, which means that the flavours won't affect the next hop that you're bringing through, which means that if you've got stuff on the around the die of the pellet mill,
leftover stuff,
are you scraping that off, and that's the mixture which is the cryopop. Right. I don't know. I'm just to not throw anything away.
Yeah,
because that's almost what they're saying there is that there's a mixture.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah, it's a blend.
Yeah, it's a blend of various hops, and you're just making the most of what you've got. Anyway, that's just my two bobs worth in there.
I actually really like that.
That's all right. I can't taste any hibiscus. Not that I've chewed on one. Recently?
No, but I wouldn't say it's florally or anything like that. That's nothing to be scared of there. Let's finish on this. I don't know where I saw this on the website, but they've got a little quote. Might have been on the Facebook page or something, but they said, I don't know why we've ever heard this before, but it's no biggie with an Iggy.
Right.
Because Bodriggy.
Oh, sure.
No biggie with an Iggy.
Yeah.
So,
fair enough.
Whatever problem you're having,
yep.
no biggie with an Iggy. Yeah.
Sounds good to me. Well, there you go.
Righto.
Jeez. Well.
What a journey. That was grass.
Yeah, absolutely. Woo. I reckon we nailed that order.
Yeah, we did, I'd actually have to say. Yeah, no, that was perfect. I would definitely put that at the end, and not because it's out there.
No.
It just worked.
Yeah, definitely. It's not bitter. It's just full of flavour.
Orange grass. Well, yeah.
An old school bitter, I reckon, really tasty. The Hop, Skip and Jump IPA from Ether.
Yep.
Stands out for me. And the Boat Rocker. That was really tasty and Frenchy again to start. And like,
That's one of the best five we've had, I reckon. Like, because a lot of the times we're sort of like, oh, you can have that one, whatever, but we're going to go and have half of those each, I think.
definitely. No, sounds great. Awesome. Well, hofstahome.com.au, of course, just sign up, subscribe, get these hot little beers in your hands.
Every month-ish, depending on Australia Post. They can pedal faster.
Correct. And they won't be disappointed, that's for sure.
They did say something about they're trying to work out a special deal with, like, Aussie Post. Hopstone guy said they were trying to do something. Just come on, prioritise this because this is important. Yeah, very important.
Very, very important. Yep, there's people's thirsts at stake, for sure. And, of course, us, AussieBeerExplorers.com, hit us up. Send an email.
AussieBeerExplorers@gmail.com.
Perfect.
Right.
Yeah, don't know.
That's about it. Yeah, look forward to December.
Two, right.
Bring it on.
Last one for the year.
Righto. Cheers.